From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia starts cloud seeding to keep forest fires at bay. Minister prepares new operational procedures for tourism sector. Now the news in details. Indonesia has started cloud seeding to induce rain as the archipelago moves ahead of annual forest fires blamed for blanketing swath of Southeast Asia in toxic haze. Authorities deployed tens of thousands of personnel and water bombing aircraft to tackle the fires, which are intentionally set to clear land for agriculture, including on palm oil and pulp plantation. Over the past 2 weeks, Indonesia has started cloud seeding, a technique that uses chemical to induce rain in hotspots Riau province on Sumatra, with plans to roll it out in other parts of the island in Borneo. The operation were to last throughout the dry season, which is expected to end around September. Trihando Koseto at the government-backed Agency for the Assessment and Application of Technology said that they are taking these steps before the forest fire starts. The initial focus will be on swampy, carbon-rich peatlands which become highly flammable when they are drained of water to grow crops. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Wisnu Tamakusubandio has stated that his office is preparing new operational procedures for the tourism sector for implementing the new normal, which will be stimulated before it is enforced. After a limited cabinet meeting led by President Joko Widodo on ensuring productivity and safety in the tourism sector under the new normal in Jakarta on Thursday, the minister said that the stages would have to be passed by tourism destination, given that efforts to check the spreads of COVID-19 have become better, with various parameters prepared until these stages are carried out. As quoted by Antara, the standard operational procedures in the tourism sector will be prepared for a number of facilities, for example, hotels, restaurants, and tourist destinations, including various supporting facilities. President Joko Widodo has specifically requested that a new standard for Indonesian tourism be prepared as the future global tourism trends look set to change as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Some 104,000 Indonesians have returned from abroad in the wake of the novel coronavirus disease outbreak, according to Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi. The number rose by 4,676 as compared to a week earlier, the minister noted during a press conference in Jakarta on Thursday. Meanwhile, 8,256 Indonesian crew members of foreign registered ships returned from 23 nations via Jakarta and Bali, increasing by 1,302 from the previous week. Marsudi stated that the number of Indonesians returning from 33 countries apart from crew members of foreign registered ships and those from Malaysia rose 864 to reach 6,472 as compared to the week ago. The government will continue to extend humanitarian assistance to Indonesian citizens impacted by COVID-19 pandemic abroad. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Malaysian Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin has denied rumors that he was in Singapore for medical treatment. Muhyiddin said in a Facebook post on Thursday, May 28, that he wished to state the rumor is altogether untrue. For everyone's information, he is under quarantine at his home in Bukit Damansara, Kuala Lumpur. Rumors of Muhyiddin being in Singapore for treatment following a previous surgery for pancreatic cancer 2 years ago came amid other rumors that the Perikatan National Coalition, which took power in March, had lost its majority and the deposed Pakatan Harapan Coalition now had 130 members of parliament. Muhyiddin was placed under quarantine after attending a meeting where one official tested positive for COVID-19 just before Hari Raya. Although Muhyiddin tested negative, he was advised to remain in home quarantine for 2 weeks. Over 90,000 malls will reopen on Sunday after being sanitized, Saudi press agency announced on Thursday. The Ministry of Islamic Affairs call and guidance is all set to reopen more than 90,000 major and minor mosques across the kingdom, except mosques in Makkah. The ministry and its staff have already embarked on maintenance, cleaning and sanitation process of the mosque, which will reopen on the dawn on Sunday, except the mosque in Makkah, after over 2 months closure in the wake of the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic. Under 15 years old, children are banned from praying at mosques, wearing face masks and avoidance of handshaking and scrambling at mosque gates are also recommendable. President Donald Trump said he will introduce legislation that may scrap or weaken a law that has protected internet companies, including Twitter and Facebook, in an extraordinary attempt to regulate social media platforms where he has been criticized. The proposed legislation is part of an executive order Trump signed on Thursday afternoon. Trump had attacked Twitter for tagging his tweets about unsubstantiated claims of fraud about mail-in voting, with a warning prompting readers to fact-check the post. Trump wants to remove or change the provision of law known as Section 230 that shields social media companies from liability for content posted by their users. Trump also said U.S. Attorney General William Barr will begin drafting legislation immediately to regulate social media companies. Spain will open gradually to tourism this summer, starting with European countries, and will ensure visitors only go to areas that have the coronavirus under control, Foreign Minister Arantxa Gonzalez-Laya said. Spain usually welcomes more than 80 million visitors each year, making it one of the most visited countries in the world, with tourism a key part of its economy. But it has been hard hit by the coronavirus crisis and wants to be cautious as it opens to visitors from July 1st. Gonzalez-Laya told Reuters. Laya also said, in this very atypical year of 2020, they will not be able to behave as usual. Much remains to be decided as to who will be able to travel, where, and on what criteria, with talks going on first with European countries on when a territory can be deemed safe. Spain is considering opening its own territory gradually to foreign tourism as regions exit lockdowns. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Since the beginning of 2020, the World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, has given a warning about the Earth temperature that will continue to rise. According to WMO, high temperatures can trigger extreme weather in 2020. Based on findings in data analysis, an increase in global temperatures has dire consequences. WMO specifically refers to forest or bushfires in Australia in 2019 that have been going on for months, something that has never happened before. The disaster claimed lives, destroyed homes, and burned 10 million hectares of land. Scientists said the world must increase its preparedness due to global warming. The fact is, global warming has become a reality that must be faced. Canada's Environment Ministry said that the temperature in Montreal on Wednesday, May 27th, set the highest record in history for May due to the heat wave that hit some of the country. The temperature at Pierre Elliott Trudeau International Airport in Montreal was recorded at 36.6 degrees Celsius, making the city the hottest in Canada. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, May 26th, New Delhi, the capital of India, recorded a temperature of 47.6 degrees Celsius. Most of northern India is facing a severe heat wave. According to local officials, this will continue until the weekend. Meanwhile, the region is currently struggling to face the rapid rise in the number of positive cases of COVID-19 and locusts that destroy crops. Difficult situation is indeed being experienced by the global community today. In addition to the COVID-19 pandemic that struck almost the entire world, the threat of economic recession and the real impact of global warming began to be felt in several countries. There is no other more effective way to overcome it than to work together. It requires global commitment and awareness that the Earth needs time and concerted effort to recover and be healthy. If this crisis can be overcome, then it is not impossible that the Earth will be a better place for humans. And listener, that was commentary.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any services that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems. From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Welcome back to Today in History. We start with a history on May 29, 1953, Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay became the first climbers to reach the summit of Mount Everest. On May 29, 1953, at 11:30 local time, New Zealand mountaineers Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay from Nepal managed to get to the top of the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. Both became the first climbers who managed to conquer the peak as high as 8,849 meters above sea level. The ascent of Hillary and Norgay was part of an expedition initiated by the British Empire. They started climbing from midnight. Mount Everest is the peak of the Himalayan mountains in Asia, which stretches across the border between Nepal and Tibet. Next turn to another history on May 29, 1985, the Heysel Tragedy. The Heysel Tragedy, or known as the Heysel Stadium Disaster, occurred on May 29, 1985. At the time, the stadium wall collapsed and fell on the fans who were present to enjoy the Champions Cup final match between Juventus and Liverpool just before the signal whistle began.
A total of 39 people have been confirmed dead and 600 more have been injured. Now we end with a history about the National Elderly Day on May 29. National Elderly Day is one of the important days in Indonesia, which is commemorated as a form of caring and respect for elderly people. National Elderly Day was officially launched by President Suharto in Semarang, Centro Java on May 29, 1996, in honor of the services of Kanjeng Raden Tumenggung Rajiman Widyodiningrat, who at an advanced age led the first session of the Indonesian Independence Preparatory Agency. That was Today in History.
Stop bicara cinta jika hanya garitkan luka. Stop bicara rindu jika hadirmu tak terasa. Perlukah ku menjauh, biarkan kau sendiri sampai kau cari aku. Aku baiknya semua kembali kita pikirkan. Lanjutkah, hentikah kita? Ku bertahan karena ku ingin bertahan. Masih tersisa untukmu, tapi tolonglah beri aku alasan yang tepat untuk tak meninggalkanmu. Aku letih berjuang sendiri. Stop. Janji aku bukan prioritasmu. Stop bicara tentang masa depan kita tak jelas. Perlukah ku menjauh, biarkan kau sendiri sampai kau cari aku. Aku baiknya semua kembali kita pikirkan. Lanjutkah, hentikah kita? Aku bertahan karena ku ingin bertahan. Ada cinta masih tersisa untukmu, tapi tolonglah beri aku alasan yang tepat untuk tak meninggalkanmu. Aku letih berjuang sendiri. Stop, 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 stop.
Stop. patut tak meninggalkanmu. Aku letih berjuang sendiri. Stop, 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 stop. Bicara cinta jika hanya garitkan luka.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's edition of My Indonesia, titled National Development Planning Agency Bappenas Pushes for Economic Recovery of COVID-19 Impact with Regional Governments. The Ministry of National Development Planning, National Development Planning Agency, is pushing for economic recovery as an impact of the COVID-19 outbreak in accordance with the government's work plan in 2021. National Development Planning Minister, Head of Bappenas, Suharto Manoarfa, in a quarterly virtual consultation meeting with regional governments in Jakarta on Tuesday, May 26, said the economic recovery covered the industrial, health, tourism, and investment sectors, especially the reduction of working hours that needed to be evaluated. Previously, the Ministry of Finance had projected that total funds for handling and recovering the national economy due to the impact of the COVID-19 outbreak reached 641.17 trillion rupiah. The funds are allocated for social assistance, interest subsidies, and incentives for micro, small, and medium enterprises. The central government also allocated 15.1 trillion rupiah for local governments, consisting of 9.1 trillion rupiah in special fiscal allocations funds, 5 trillion rupiah of regional economic incentives, and 1 trillion rupiah of the provision of loan facilities to regions. In addition to economic recovery, the consultation meeting also discussed COVID-19 mitigation and health issues, including preparing the national health system. In the Government Work Plan 2021, health reform is a concern, including the focus on social protection reform, disaster resilience, and also reforms related to food security. Minister Suharto Manoarfa said President Joko Widodo asked his ministry to redesigning the national health system. Therefore, he hopes the same measures would be done by the regions because the end of the national health system is on the regions. Meanwhile, the Deputy for Human, Community and Culture Development at the Ministry of Development Planning, Bappenas, Subandi, said that the utilization of special allocation funds for health would be optimized to support the strengthening of the national health system. This is done to strengthen the national health system in order to increase preparedness in mitigating pandemic, public health emergencies, and the recovery and resolution of health problems. That was My Indonesia.
Selalu mencintai.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I would like to introduce you Ngubek Lewi tradition in Garut, West Java. There are a lot of Indonesian traditions conducted by Indonesian people after Eid Mubarak, such as Ngubek Lewi tradition in Garut, West Java. Ngubek Lewi is an activity to find out fish at Cipasarangan River, Garut Regency, West Java. The tradition is an expression of gratitude of the people of Cikelet over some goodness given by God, particularly health, after performing fasting for 1 month in the Holy Ramadan. They complete their happiness with their relatives at Idul Fitri or Lebaran. The tradition is also held to improve awareness toward river flow area that support their life. Ngubek Lewi tradition is usually held 2 days after the Eid. Before the tradition is held, a few weeks earlier, dozens of quintals of catfish, goldfish, tilapia, and tawas are put into the Cipasarangan River with average weight of 4 to 6 ounces per fish. This fish will be contested by residents. when the Ngubakulowi tradition is held. Previously, residents hold Kawinchai, an activity to take water from springs in the Dukuh and Ciroyom villages by using lodong or bamboo about 1 meter long. Then the water is poured together on the bridge that is deliberately built. During the Ngubakulowi ritual, the local people go down directly into the Lowi or deep river to fishing with their hands in the local language means Ngubak. The tradition, which has been just implemented again since 2010 after long time vacuum, is currently included in the Cipa Sarangan festival agenda. This festival is an annual activity that is routinely carried out by presenting cultural art performances as well as various local wisdoms which grow and develop in the Cikalap region. Besides Ngubakulowi tradition, there are other traditional arts such as pencaksilat or martial arts, and traditional music such as Terbang or Rebana, Gembrung or Terbang Sejagat festival. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition titled Ngubakulowi Tradition in Garut, West Java. We meet again in another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Masa di mana kita bersama, ku buka lembar demi lembar buku ingatan kita dulu. Ku berbisik dalam benak ini. Dirimu, kau yang terindah dalam hidupku, namun masa itu telah berlalu. Tak terasa tetesan air mata surat ini. Ku berharap ku sentuh dirimu, kau yang terindah dalam hidupku, namun masa itu telah berlalu. Yeah.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for your listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back in Miscellany. Today, we will inform you about Curhatin application. Stay tuned. The lack of awareness among Indonesians of mental health amid the COVID-19 pandemic situation can certainly cause special problems. Therefore, three students of the 10 November Institute of Technology, ITS, created Curhatin, an application for online psychology consulting services. By forming a team, they created an online psychology consultation service application. The team leader, Bagas Juwono Priyambodo, said that the Indonesian people are still considered being less concerned about their mental health. Many people think that mental health consultation is not important, even amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic situation. The psychological problems of the Indonesian people are increasing. Excessive worry is one reason for the emergence of mental health problems today. That is the basis of the team creating the application named Curhatin. It is a mobile Android-based application. This application is equipped with various psychological services that can help the community. The services provided are anti-stress tips, consultations with psychologists, stress healing methods, stress monitoring, and personal journal records. The consultation services with psychologists will be carried out by sending messages, calls, and video calls. People can freely choose according to their individual needs. The teams also plans to coordinate with the Indonesian Mental Medicine Specialist Association. In the future, the anti-stress tips service features stress monitoring and several other tips will be presented in the form of videos and articles. Thanks to their great attention to the mental health of the Indonesian people through the application idea of Curhatin, Bano and team were successful in the Ina Adiaton COVID-19 competition held by the Ministry of Research and Technology, National Research and Innovation Agency. They have also been named as the 17 best ideas to defeat 5,590 ideas throughout Indonesia. That was our segment, Miscellany. Thanks for listening.
Coming up for you with the
Still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, the segment of today's music corner is that we would like to present a song from South Kalimantan entitled Ampar Ampar Pisang, to be sung by Akbar. The song tells about banana, which is processed by being dried in processing bananas into special foods. The song is the regional song of South Kalimantan and usually sung by kids as accompaniment song in the traditional game of South Kalimantan. The song was composed by Hamidan AC, a maestro of Banjar songs, who has composed more than 100 Banjar songs such as Asam Pau, Dalima Pau, Yun Apan Yun Nana, Japin Hu Badendang, Panganten Bausung, Matan Laksado, and Hura Ahui. Here is Akbar with Banjar song entitled Ampar Ampar Pisang.
Nang mana batis kutung dikit di bidawang, nang mana batis kutung dikit di bidawang.
Pisang ku belum masak.
Indonesia.
Engkau datang menyapa dengan senyuman, ku balas tersenyum tanpa kata. Kita pun bertatapan tak berbicara, hanya diam. Mengapakah ku tak bisa
kini melanda begitu.
Of Indonesia.
Yang terbutuhkan
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz, and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.